Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
I couldn't help but notice your pain.
My pain?
It runs deep. Share it with me.
How about that?
You almost was back.
He's almost back.
Gotta be a lot quicker than that.
He's almost back. I was like, I think we're getting good again.
Floor.
Dante Allen's hitting shots.
Roll Tide.
We might actually have a chance.
Got Keon Brooks back?
Yeah. We tore Florida up. Yeah, you're probably going to start playing good teams again. Oh, yeah, that's right. Good teams.
80 points in football and basketball combined, Steve.
They lost by 80 total points to Alabama. Do they got to play them again?
In baseball?
You know who beat them? The Western Kentucky Hilltoppers?
Oh, yeah. Western. What would Western do to Kentucky? Are we all comfortable having that conversation after watching enough football or basketball now?
Yeah, because Western Kentucky beat Alabama at Alabama about a month.
Are we all comfortable now saying Western would beat the crap out of Kentucky?
They would eat Kentucky alive.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Like, that's all. We're all
Western
clear
Western Kentucky
there.
Should be the saddest team in the state.
Yeah.
Because you've all but ensured that Kentucky, I mean, they already were never going to play you.
No, I know.
Now they will really.
Yeah.
I mean, really never play
you. I mean, yeah. Okay. But to be fair, Stanford only beat Alabama by 20.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, sorry.
So, yeah, like, to be fair, I mean, let's play. I think Clemson only beat them by like 14. So, like, let's look at all the properties. And to be fair, Alabama was without their two starting point guards. So it would kind of be like Louisville not having David Johnson and Carlick Jones. So maybe all their players just like stepped up. And to be fair, they did have two people get injured during the game. Keep it rolling, Brian. And to be fair, the foul count was like 14-2 at one point in favor of Kentucky. So maybe that just motivated Alabama a little bit, you know.
Should I put the long version on?
How bad did Cal want to get ejected?
Oh, probably a ton. And then listen. And then
they brought in Dick Vitale, Steve.
They brought in Dick Vitale. And look, by the end of the game, Dickie V was even like, I don't know, this team just isn't very good. I don't know. Like, hey,
I don't know what to say.
I got nothing. The team's just not very good. Like, I'm trying. Look, they're just they just stink.
He's calling out the players, just the effort. Yeah, y'all. Just I mean, the effort's just.
Let's
not
just
there.
Have y'all all need to have one big sleepover at Cal's house. Just one big.
The new camp Cal is literally in his
backyard. Just start putting up tents. Like, you know.
We're going to get a couple space heaters for the tents, and that's all y'all got.
But at least they got help coming.
in the form of a West Virginia transfer.
They still got some help coming. A couple four stars. Going to be in there next year for him. So
Devin Askew will be a year better.
Yeah, because, he'll definitely be there. So, he'll be back. Then we'll have Dante Allen. He can shoot. I'll give him that.
Nice little player.
Yeah, so they got him.
It'll give Cal some more time to groom the entire team.
Yeah, so.
He's going to collect his $10 million check, so he'll be fine.
Go ahead. Look, go ahead. Give me my 1 year next year NCAA, because I'm going to pound them at Rupp in front of their fans next year. So, I can deal with the year.
I am going to beat the whole.
At least we're being told we can't go in. You guys were allowed to and can't get in. Watching their team.
Oh my God.
The saddest thing I've. They have the ball on the wing, and I watched them throw an entry pass.
Oh my God! It was
to Alabama.
Yeah,
it was great. It was great. That's why I'm like, everybody's like, they can't throw entry passes. I'm like, sure they can. They just throw it to the other team. I watched Olivier Saar have the ball at the top of the key, and he hit the Alabama guy in stride. It was beautiful.
Like they're running the
drill.
Yeah,
yeah. It was like he was like, ball.
Oh my goodness. Boom. I watched them clear out over and over. Y'all remember that Marshawn video, that Marshawn Lynch video, where he was like, I realized you run through somebody's face, they ain't gonna be able to take that.
Yes.
Over and 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 over.
There's a reason he's beast mode.
I watched them go isolation, mouse in the house. I watched them run the most basic. Listen, the second bucket of the game, Steve, was an entry pass to the wing. He runs off and gets the basketball and has the widest open dunk you've ever seen in a half court set in your entire life.
No, it's beautiful. it's beautiful chaos is what Kentucky is doing right now.
Oh,
and
man.
I'm enjoying it, and I'm enjoying knowing they have many more to come.
And you can pull it down, Brian. And as I'm watching it, I always tell you this, Steve, every year I say they run on the fuel of confidence early in the year. And when they start getting that shell cracked, then you go from extreme confidence to now he got a coach.
Mm-hmm.
And I always mark that moment where they go from relying on just confidence, like a bad shooter who's been playing AAU a lot, and the shots just go in when you're confident, when you don't know any better.
Yeah.
But now they're starting to learn that's a bad shot, that's a bad look. Now they're thinking about taking good shots and bad shots. Now they look, oh my God,
how helpless does he look? Like there was a moment, and then it's post game. I was like, I went back to not feeling bad. There was a slight moment where I pitied Cal for during the game. They showed him and he had his mask down and he was just standing there with his mouth open. I don't know what to do. And I was and for a moment I was like, man, that's
because you still love basketball. Yeah. And you still love the sport and you hate to see just a super struggle. But then you're like,
he had it coming. Yeah. It's like, but then here's the thing. Then he gets on the put and he's like, "Well, it's just a look." If I'm a Kentucky fan, I would literally think at this point be like, "I need Kenny Payne." And if it's firing you to get Kenny Payne back, then that's what needs to happen.
Because this product out here, I cannot believe how bad they look.
And
out
to
there.
Hear you say, "Well, we're just gonna burn the tape on this one."
This is your seventh loss.
Burn the tape.
But
y'all suck. You need to watch this.
No, I know. When you say burn the tape at your seventh one, that's what do you call it, Steve? When you're just you refuse to believe what you just saw. Now you're starting to look crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, seven losses.
Yeah.
Four wins, burning the tape. That's you still think you're the Kentucky with Worldwide and Kenny Payne over there.
Still, and here's the thing. You're losing, and you're not even playing the better teams yet. In the SEC, not that there's many, but, Missouri and Tennessee, and I know Alabama, according to the standings, was up there. But, you know, Alabama did beat Tennessee, to be fair. So, but it's like you still don't believe there's a good team,
right?
You know, as those guys. And it's like, man, I mean, that's probably three or four. I mean, that's three or four losses coming. I don't know how many times they play Missouri, but it's like, that's three or four losses. Like, you're not going to win those games.
I watched that product last night.
They're terrible.
Think about this. You know, I check out at the 10-minute mark, Steve, and wait for your your weak UK text. Steve, I watched every second when I cut it off.
Yeah.
I watched it.
No, because we're watching this Kentucky team knowing, oh, they can't beat them. I mean, like, again, now, Mississippi State was one that I thought Mississippi State was a decent team.
Mm-hmm.
Vandy and Florida, terrible. I mean, it's like you could watch that game the first 5 minutes and you're like, Kentucky don't figure this one out.
And Kentucky shut the lights out. And I was mad. I was like, Florida, what are you doing? Like, why are you full court pressing them?
Yeah.
Make them score against your half court defense.
Yeah.
Don't give them open floor.
I know. We beat Western by 21.
No shade?
No. I'm like, and Western went out there in Alabama and beat that Alabama team.
Steve, I've never seen okay. That's the worst defensive performance I've ever seen in the history of Kentucky basketball.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yesterday was the worst defensive performance I have ever seen.
They look
in my entire awful. Think about this, Steve. In my entire life of watching Kentucky basketball,
I agree.
Yesterday's game was the worst defensive performance I've ever seen.
I agree. Maybe a Kentucky historian can help us on that, but I'm telling you that had to have been the worst. I mean, they look inept.
Listen, he passes the ball to the right, Steve. B.J. Boston looks to his right. I'm like, dude, the scouting report, you know, it's the horn play, Steve.
Yeah.
You pass it in to one of the forwards that's at the elbow.
Yeah.
He passed it to the right, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
The kid, I mean, B.J. Boston looked to his right. The guy runs off and takes a handoff and dunks the ball. And it's like, and where was the help? Olivier Saar was the help.
Yeah.
What are you doing hugging your man up there? All three guys were hugging their man, Steve.
Yeah.
Which is like the biggest, that's like the first day one. You know those videos that you like the old school real delegation videos?
Mm-hmm.
Like where they're teaching the sport of basketball?
Yeah.
Like that's day one, 1920, yeah. You know, 1922. Hey, if he passes it, we're going to run a handoff play. You can't hug him because you're going to make a double screen for the guy.
Yeah.
It's the first thing you learn.
Mitch did have a great point last night, or a great tweet last night. He said something like, what was it? He said, well, a lot of good teams start out 3-1.
That's pretty funny.
That's my fault, sorry. He said, yeah, don't worry about it. A lot of good teams start out 3-1.
In conference?
No. New season. All that other stuff never happened. They're just 3-1.
Jeez.
Yeah, dude, they're terrible, and I will dance on their grave daily.
How do you coach them out of that? And by the way, people, the phone lines are open, 8150. How was your viewing experience watching it? Again, like you, the basketball purist in me is like, coach, what are you doing?
I know.
I mean, they went zone for a couple minutes, and it was like,
oh, and Alabama just picked it apart.
Yeah, I'm like, is that all? Was that your curveball?
They went zone, and Alabama got a wide open three in the corner on the first play. I don't think they hit it.
Didn't they miss?
But, but it was wide open.
They might have missed the first two, and then.
Yeah.
I mean, there was no help.
You know, you know what he reminds me of right now? It's almost like that guy who's playing Madden or something that just overthinks the room, and it's like, hey, it's 3rd and 50. He'll never expect a draw. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, but that's not going to work.
Yeah,
you know,
you're not,
it was almost like.
You don't have JB and Hawkins or anything.
They've hit 12 threes. Watch this. They'll never expect a zone. yeah, that's not the best idea. You know,
like, it looked bad, Steve. It looked like bad fundamental coaching.
But to be fair, we are watching one of the five best defenses in the country every time we watch our team. So we're watching a well-oiled defensive machine. You know, like the biggest upset of the whole season is how we only beat them by three.
Listen, that's what happens when you bring in Dickie B, Teddy.
Yeah, that's true.
Move it to ESPN1. All those things that rotated around the game, Steve,
yeah,
that I'm not saying, but I'm just saying. And then you bring it. Dick Vitale's probably done three games this year and two of them have been Kentucky. How many commercials did he run selling his books?
Oh, yeah. Oh, a ton. And then last night, man, it was funny listening to him. Like, he tried the Kentucky, you know, like, tried to get him, you know, like, get them going. Then by the end of it, he's just like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, like, these guys, some of them go pro because their family situations. And he's just like that.
He didn't have nothing to talk about.
Yeah, I was like, all right, I feel you, Dick.
Let me get to these phone lines, people. Mike, thanks for joining us on Middays with Marcus, baby. Fire away.
Man, I got to tell you about Midnight with Marcus Maben last night. You know, I'm traveling on the road, and I get no more entertainment at 11 o'clock than that right there with toilet paper on your head. And Rummage just looked shook, man, like he didn't know what to think. And I was so hoping. I tried to text my buddy. I said, you got to turn this on, man. They got the post-game show playing in the background. If Rummage comes on here and calls into that show, I'm going to lose my stuff, man. That's it. But I just wanted to tell you, I appreciate that so much, man, because sometimes I'm just bored to death at 11, and to be able to get on there and listen to you guys, whether it's talk about, you know, them guys down the road, you know, taking a beating like that, or talk about our team. I just love it, man. I appreciate you guys, Marcus. Steve, I appreciate it, man. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate the call. Listen, the Midnight is just like an extended version of the day show, Steve.
It's a little more fun. A little more. Sorry, I had that coffee. A little more loose.
Mm-hmm.
And the evening shows, they're pretty entertaining, man. People enjoy them.
Logan, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
What's going on, Marcus? What's up, Steve?
What's up, man?
Two things. One, if y'all had to bet money on when Midland makes his debut, when would you say it would be? Because I'm tired of waiting. I mean, I just feel like every week it's like, maybe he plays this game and he don't.
Well, January 13th is what I would bet.
What's today? Yeah. Yeah, no.
Logan,
well, real quick, and we'll keep you on here so you can ask that second question too. I think tonight a lot of rumors swirling about tonight. You know, definitely tonight or Saturday, but I think we might see him for a few minutes tonight. So yeah, that's kind of the thought process there, man. But I agree with you. I have kind of got to where I'm like, and it's not the kid's fault. I'm like, all right, are you going to play or not? Like one of the two. Right. So yeah.
And the second thing last night during that Kentucky game, I mean, I don't want to be that Louisville fan that roots against them, but, I mean, I kind of am just because of the Facebook people I got on there. But last night during the game, about the last few seconds, Bama got in their bench players or whatever, and off the missed free throw, it went out of bounds on Kentucky. Well, on the inbounds play, I don't know if you guys noticed, that Bama coach was screaming for a timeout, and he never got it. And he's like, I have timeouts. Like, why did y'all not give it to me? It made me laugh so much that he was really trying to run the score up on them. And just it's been, what, like 6-7 years since he's beat Kentucky. Yeah. So
no,
I thought that was hilarious.
Logan, I appreciate it, man. The call. Yeah, he's right, you know. But now Nate Oates is a good coach. I will say that Alabama's going to be good.
They were trying to cut that score any way possible last night.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh no, Brian.
Here it is. R2 Marcus.
Softball Dad Dustin, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
I want to just preface this entire thing with, you know, I very seldom bring anything other than content to the table, whether it be pumpkin spice coffees or candles or soaps or whatever.
Right.
I thought we had a conversation. I know we didn't put it down in writing or anything, but I thought Tuesdays were Thanks Dick Tuesdays. Not today's Wednesday, right?
What did we name Thanksgiving? Which days were those, Steve?
It was Tuesday. Thanksgiving Tuesday.
Yep, that was.
Well, come on.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a good point.
just fix it. I'll send a memo, and we'll get it.
No, appreciate the call, Steve. It was hilarious.
Yeah,
like I said, the purest in me was like, oh baby,
yeah,
oh baby, y'all don't know that.
Yeah,
like you don't know to like back up from your man, to let the guy go through.
I know.
You know, I heard Jeff Wall say something this morning, Steve, and this is for all the people, the Coach Mac detractors. Jeff Walls was talking about Drew asked him a great question, kind of about, you know, what are you taking from learning things to do COVID, you know, during the COVID era, like what things are going to transfer, you know, to the way you coach moving sure. forward and stuff. So Coach Walls had the stat on the plays we knew.
Yeah.
We stopped them like 5 out of 6 times.
Yeah.
On plays we didn't know, they scored like 6 out of 7 times.
Yeah.
So Jeff Wall says, no, we got to learn how you guard this kind of action. You know, screen, high screens, down screens, ball screens. Like, we got to learn how to guard these actions whenever you call them.
Yeah.
Not scouted out plays that they run. Right?
Yeah, right.
That's what we're talking about when Coach Mac says, I don't want a bunch of scripted plays.
Sure.
Because a coach like Jeff Walls will stop 6 out of 7 scripted plays.
Yeah.
We need to learn how to play off each other and improvise.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Right? Like he said that this morning.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
That's a good point.
When I tell y'all.
Of course, he's one of the best in the game, so I'm not surprised.
No, he said it. He said this exactly what I'm teaching my girls how to do right now.
Yeah.
Guard these cross screens. Guard these ball screens. The up screens. The back
screens. Just basketball.
Screen. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The flow. I'm not being a smart aleck. Okay. I mean, it's like just. The flow of basketball, every time down the court is not a set play. That's why we talked about the other day. We said one thing about the pick and roll, you may hate it. It may annoy you for Coach Mac right now, but go watch an NBA game. It's 80% of what they do. Yep. They just play ball.
Yep.
You know? I mean, if I can guard ball, then even if I don't know the plays, I still know how to get through a screen. Yeah. I can recognize a UCLA cut.
Right.
I can recognize flex when it's being called. Yep. You're like, oh, okay, I know this play. You know?
Yep. Even if you don't know
the
exact play. And I'm watching the Kentucky game last night, and I'm like, they don't know how to play basketball.
No. No, it's like, I know, and I'm about to get nerdy, okay? But if a guy comes across, a guy or a girl, whatever, comes across and screens me, and I'm on the post, and I know one or two things are happening. This guy or girl is going to come across and post. Or if they go to the free throw line, my guy or girl is going to open up
because
they're going to try to run high-low. Like, I should just know that stuff.
Right, and
that's just basketball.
They act like they've never seen a basic screen and open up.
Yeah.
Their one-on-one defense was just... You chase it and try to block it with the man who's guarding the ball. Steve, the man who's guarding the ball tries to block it, and then the help side guy tries to block it, and then the offensive rebounder just comes in for the putback.
I know.
I'll tell you
who I feel bad for in this. Two things. I know we'll go to the phone lines.
Bruiser.
Two things. No. Who I feel bad for in this is Isaiah Jackson, because I think in a good system mm-hmm. – if that kid had went to Michigan State or yep. Michigan,
he
would be
everything
a
right
top
now.
Five pick right now because he gets it. You can see yep. he gets it. The other thing I was going to say is two things we're talking about this. One, because it's hilarious that they suck. Secondly, appreciate what you're going to watch tonight at 8:30. I know we get angry, but when you watch your team shift, you said it, like they're on a string.
On a triangle.
Yeah, yeah. And just shift back and forth in defense and stay in front of your man. What you watched last night compared to what you'll see tonight, and I don't know, maybe Wake Forest gets hot and wins. I mean, we're not going to win every game in the ACC. We're going to lose some games. That's going to happen.
What's our record right now?
8-1. Yeah, but still, I mean, watch your team play defense and appreciate what it is to have a
together defense.
Defense.
Together defense.
Yeah.
Lawrence, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
You guys kind of stole my thunder. I was going to call to say that.
We know.
Chris, last night watching those games made me understand what Chris Mack is doing now and why Aiden the game ain't playing. Because if you ain't rotating on defense like Lil Ben these last couple games, then you're gonna end up getting up buckets like Kentucky and Duke did last night. Mm. And whew, boy, we better be thankful that Chris Mack is our head coach right now. Because if he wasn't, it would be bad.
Wow, I appreciate the call. We got Lawrence on board.
Lawrence is happy.
Lawrence is happy.
I got post game tonight, so I hope you're happy still after the game tonight.
Life must be good.
No, I'm sorry.
Alex, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, that was the most positive I've ever heard. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, you know, maybe. I don't know, right. But it's fantastic to hear.
I just got really worried about the game after listening to Lawrence. Yeah, no, I'm like, wait a minute, are we going to be awake?
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say that, but then I'm like, you know what? There's no way. Like Wake Forest is trash. But what I wanted to call in and say is I watched I was flicking back and forth between that Virginia Tech game versus Duke and that Wisconsin game. And first of all, I'm kind of watching Virginia Tech because I think Virginia Tech is a really, really good team. I think they'll actually end up being top four in the ACC because I really do. I think they're a complete team. They got guards. They got a good big man. And I don't think Duke is good at all. So I kind of wanted to see how Duke would play against Virginia Tech, and it worked out how I thought it would. But switching back and forth between those two games, and then I was watching on my ESPN app, and you know how, like, the score pops up on the bottom?
Yeah.
Well, I looked at it wrong because I saw Kentucky, saw Alabama, and I was like, oh, man, dang, man, Kentucky's coming back. They're going to think they're all good because they're beating Alabama. So I clicked on the game. It took me 2 whole minutes of watching that game and being like, hold up. No, Alabama is whooping that ass. What is going on? Like, I was so happy to see, like, the same way they were happy to see the fall. Well, they thought was the fall of our program when the football team. I am so happy to see these guys like be trash. It's almost like there is this move that Goku used to do in Dragon Ball Z. It's called the Spirit Bomb. It's
the Spirit Bomb, dude!
All this energy, like from around the world. It's like all the energy that I have just collected from you trash, bad mouthing people. Now I'm just dropping it on top of you guys, and I'm so happy. Took out. It makes me.
They're so happy. Hey Alex, they're like Frieza.
Exactly. Absolutely. right after Goku hit him. As a matter of fact, that's fantastic because you know what? Frieza survived the Spirit Bomb, and I'm sure Kentucky's a good program, so they're gonna survive. And I don't want them to disappear. I want y'all to be good, and I want us to be good, and I want to whoop y'all ass when y'all think y'all good. So they're exactly like Frieza. They'll be back, and then we'll beat them because obviously, I mean, you guys have talked about Kenny Payne a lot, but you're right. I think Kenny Payne, and then losing the AD or the one of the
Dwayne Peavy. Yeah, he was the SID. He went to be the AD at DePaul. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and but I think. I'm just happy. I'm just really enjoying just them just struggling and getting beat. It's so good. But thank you guys always.
Alex, I appreciate the call.
Apparently, hey B-Hall, don't worry about it. You're fine. Hey, Brian, there was some call. You need to ask Process because apparently there was some call from the Drew Show this morning that like 3 or 4 people have texted us about.
I did hear it. Dude from
touch
Richmond.
Process, see if you can find it.
By the way, we got Malcolm back there.
Yeah, dude, Malcolm come in. Yeah, Malcolm come in, brought some candy.
Some Tootsie Rolls, brought some raisins, some media guides. Shout out to Malcolm.
Brought some old merchandise here, some media guides with Marcus Maven and stuff. Yes, man. We appreciate it, man.
I'm right here, and I'm sitting here enjoying Brian Hall and beautiful Marcus Maven, the fabulous Steve. Steve, you're magnificent. You are too, Marcus. Y'all, Eric Bigwood is advertised.
Appreciate
that, Malcolm.
Appreciate
thank you, man.
Y'all. Okay, I'm sitting back here loving with Brian back here. And thank y'all for having me today.
For sure.
I appreciate it. Malcolm was almost David Johnson's stepdad. Remember that story?
Yes, I do remember that. So what now, Steve?
Joking, Miss Johnson. I say we take a break and then look, it was fun laughing at Kentucky, but I actually have a basketball team that actually does have a chance to do something that I need to worry about, and I might be adding a piece back to that, or to that, not really back to that tonight. Today's kind of a big day.
We are due a stinker.
Oh, God.
And I'll tell you why. Middays with Marcus Maben. Quick commercial break on 93.9 The Ville.
Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Apologies for the tease coming out of the break, but you and I both know in any season, stinkers can come out of nowhere. The one situation is we are so not offensive reliant that stinkers can be helped with substitution. Stinkers, when you're a defensive team, when you're a defensive and rebounding team, it eliminates those stinker games probably by two. You usually have about three or four. You usually like lose three of the stinkers, usually fight your way and steal one of them that you just didn't show up to play. I don't think we've had the game yet where we didn't show up to play at all and ended up like stealing the game late. But they come in the year, and I think like they're feeling themselves. I mean, I don't think they're feeling themselves too much, but you got to admit, going from not being in the top 25 to jumping up to number 16, it feels good when you get acknowledgement. It feels
it's almost like a hangover effect.
Yeah, almost, but here's the thing. It's the diet. It's the diet when your goal is to lose 30 pounds and you lose the first 17 quick.
You're excited. And you think you can kind of let go
cheat
a little
day.
Bit because you're like, oh, I lost that so fast. I could change up a little bit.
Yeah, listen, and then you have cheat day, right? And,
oh, yeah.
And cheat day isn't the day that gets you. It's the day after cheat day.
When you are lazy
second,
in the weight room.
Second cheat day is the bad one. You know, okay, Steve's back.
I was listening. I was hearing you.
Okay, yeah. I was just making an example, you know, like – when you have stinkers in the middle of the season,
yep.
When you go from not in the top 25 to number 16, it's the diet. You lost a lot of weight. You shaved a lot of pounds. You shaved it really fast. You had the biggest jump in rankings out of all the teams in the top 25.
Yeah.
You moved up 10 spots, Steve.
Yeah.
You lost that weight quick.
I mean, what, technically like 11. I mean, I'm being my wife right there. But it's like... No.
But you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you lose all that weight so quick that you deserve a cheat day, right?
Yeah.
But you don't deserve that second cheat day. You got to jump right back into it. Here's the thing, Steve. Earlier the caller said you agreed with him. I'm ready to see Charles Mann.
Yeah.
You're ready to see him?
Yeah.
Steve, had Charles Mann, in my opinion, not been coming back this game, I may have been setting this one up to be the I'd take Wake Forest, not to win,
yeah,
but I'd take them to cover the 8, which means we're going to end up sweating it out, right? I mean, because, listen, people, you know I don't do this, because any ACC, they got two guys that can both give you 30 points and come out of there with a win.
Sure, sure.
That's a fact.
Oh, yeah.
So it's ACC basketball. They play hard. They just played Duke. They've been working on the execution, you know.
I mean, we bust up Wake last year, and they had an – I mean, I'm not even being snarky. They had an Olivier Saar, and they had the kid that's killing it at Michigan right now, the Brown.
Mm.
I mean, he's tearing it up, and then they had the point guard. I mean, and it was like, dude, they got three dudes. They weren't a good team, but it was like, they got dudes that can play.
They got dudes. Okay. So I would have – listen, I think we're due – that stinker, that, because here's the other thing, Steve. Put it this way.
Okay.
David's got it rolling. Mm-hmm. Carlique's got it rolling. Jalen Withers is starting to find himself a little bit.
Sure.
Right? Sam Williams has either Menlin's breathing down his neck, or he's winning the gold jersey.
I'm watching him the most tonight.
Right.
I will say that.
Right.
I'm watching him the most.
You understand
tonight.
What I'm saying?
With the gold jersey, with being benched last game.
Gold jersey, yeah. Benched. Listen, the fine-tuned machine that is a good team can get off balance really, really easily. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Again, I preface this conversation with saying most teams that are good offensively, they're going to have three stinkers just because the ball's not going in.
Yeah.
I think we eliminate probably two of the stinker games because we're so reliant on defense and rebounding.
Yeah.
And you can substitute that a lot easier. And offense, sometimes you got to let them play through it. Defense, you don't. Defensive rotations, defensive assignments, rebounding, letting your guy get the ball. You don't really have to, like, let a guy shoot his way out of a defensive slump.
Yeah.
Or a rebounding slump. That's the part I like about when I'm worried about a team like a Wake Forest game, your defense travels.
Yeah.
But when you got the Menlin coming back, when you got the Sam pressing.
Yeah.
Or he's not pressing, but there's an ability. The situation sets up where if he started pressing, it wouldn't surprise me.
Mm-hmm.
So you're watching Sam the most.
Yes. Yeah, tonight I am with.
Is this like a midterm for you, like a midterm exam?
This week is kind of a midterm exam for this team because this is two games I feel like you should win. I don't think it's crazy to think. You're mm-hmm. an 8-point favorite tonight. You're going to be favored on the road Saturday as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this week is – because next week you go FSU-Duke. You go a little bit – it starts to
is
FSU
the intensity
Duke,
picking up?
Yeah, North Carolina's coming up. Duke again, Virginia twice is coming up. Like, the intensity's picking up a little bit. So I think that this is, for me, kind of okay, here we are. This is kind of a middle point right here this week. Let's see what y'all do these two games. Let's get Menlin back involved. And then we'll reevaluate again, maybe sometime in February.
Oh, okay, is this an individual midterm? For certain guys, or is this a team?
I think it's kind of a team thing. I mean, I guess in a sense, there may be some guys
Sam for sure.
Sam, yeah. So, but I mean, I think just for the team in general, I mean, maybe Jalen, maybe for Jalen, it's like, okay, you've started to pick it up. I feel like both these teams are games you should play
well.
Let's
see which Jalen, he got his hands full.
Yeah.
Messias or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. yeah.
Jalen's going to be guarding him.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, like, this is a guy people put it on the floor. He's actually kind of like Jalen.
Yeah.
Big, long, 6'9", put it on the ground, has a nice spin move around the basket. You got to watch for the and-ones. I mean, of course, I don't think they're going to – I really wouldn't like to see them penetrating, on our guys like that. Okay, so Sam is your number one midterm. You said Jalen's your number two midterm exam?
Yeah.
Who's three?
It kind of stops there for me. I mean, I don't know.
Everyone else is
everyone
pretty
else,
consistent.
I think we kind of, maybe Dre. Maybe, but I think Dre's been really consistent on defense, I think we're getting out of Dre pretty consistent play. The third thing for me would probably be the lineup in general. If we do in fact add Menlin back tonight,
what would okay? Charles Menlin conversation.
Mm-hmm.
What would you see from Charles Menlin tonight?
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing: I don't want you to speak in hyperbole.
Yeah.
Hey, if it gives me 18-11, I think we're going to Final Four. What would you have to see that might not show up on the stats or might not show up on the score? What would you have to see from Charles Menlin to say, okay, this is what I needed on the team? Like what, you know, what certain thing, just kind of like go into the game, watch him check in the game.
Okay. Well, what I want to see is just defensively, I want to see him. Okay. That's what I need to see.
On ball defense.
Yeah. I'll do my needs and my wants here.
Mm-hmm.
I need to see him defensively. Like, okay, he's not a drop-off there.
Like, can he play over over Josh Nickleberry?
Well, no, can he just keep – can he – the thing we have that's making our team so well-oiled right now is there's no really weak link defensively.
Mm.
So can he match the team's defensive effort? That's what I need to know, which – and I believe he can. You hear Dino Gaudio, Coach Gaudio, on with Bob Valvano last week.
Mm.
And Coach Gaudio said, I mean, before he got hurt, he's like, that's who we had guarding Carleek every day to help Carleek get better.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. He said Charles guarded Carleek in every practice.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, and he said it like Charles did a good job. Like Charles, like we did that so that way Carleek could get
What do you think? It was strength or?
Well, I think he's long-armed. I mean, he's 6'5", you know what I'm saying? 6'6". You put him on there. I mean, he's an agile dude. He plays on the wing. So, and he's a good defender is what they're saying. So, we made Carleek go, no, we're not going to – look, we could just put all y'all on the same team and then make, you know, somebody Josh. Else.
Yeah.
I don't even know if Josh – I was going to say
– Josh probably – oh, he couldn't practice, though.
So. Yeah, so I mean, I'm saying you probably end up with a walk-on guard in Carleek or something, you know? And it's like, okay, well, yeah, but so, I mean, I like that they did that, and I like when I heard that. So I'm believing he can play defensively. Now, what I would love, what I want is, I want to see him play defensively and be an 8-10-point-a-game guy.
Awesome. Now I'm okay, like, you want it going to the basket or do you want it 3 points?
Well, I mean, I think threes would be great, but I mean, because anytime you can add a 3-point shooter, you know, but it doesn't sound like, because Coach Gaudio addressed that too. He said, you know, he's not a great 3-point shooter, but he can hit big shots.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, maybe just, you know, and I don't know, maybe probably getting to the basket, because our team's just not built that way this year. We're not built to go a barrage of threes and beat you. I mean, we may get hot here and there, but that's so maybe, you know, I don't know that I necessarily have to have more shooting. I got guys that can hit. I mean, David Johnson's shooting it as high of a clip as anybody that plays that position, probably in the country right now. So, I mean.
And he doesn't try to go for that second one.
Yeah.
That's what I like about David the most. He'll hit a three.
Uh-huh.
Like, I would have never had the discipline not to shoot the next
one. No, he shoots. I mean, he takes good shots. That's why he's hitting most of them.
And goes to the basket on, mm-hmm. on the next one.
Yeah, yeah. He just takes it when it's there, and that's why his percentage is so high right now. I mean, or I don't know what his actual percentage is, but it feels like it from the eye test that anytime we need him to hit one, he hits one. I mean, he's almost turning into Darius Perry, where you're like that first three, you're like, not – David's not the same here, but with Darius, I was always like, I don't know what he's going to do, but he'll hit the first one.
Yeah, right.
Now, from that point on, he may not do a thing for the rest of the night. But, yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I'm looking for with Charles.
Ideal scenario. B-Hall, you want to jump in this one? Or
say that again?
Perfect scenario. What does Charles Menlin give you? Like, without it showing up in the stats all crazy. What would Charles Menlin give you to make you feel good moving forward? And I asked Steve the question kind of like without speaking exaggeration or just, of course, if he gives you a double-double, you know, or 20-10. But just
you
what,
said not stats-wise.
Yeah, like what can you see out of Charles Menlin that would make you feel great moving forward? Like what part of his game?
Honestly, I'd like to see,
a high rebound total, and I would like to see good defense. I'd like to see a guy, you know, and I have no idea if he is known as a defender. But I'd like to see, you know, a guy who's going to hold his own on defense. If he could be a shutdown defender, that would be awesome. But I want to see a physical player. I mean, he's a guy that we're looking at, you know, Carlique, David. Those guys are going to handle some of the scoring. Sam, when he's going on a given night, Jalen even. Those guys are going to be the scorers. So we can get by without him having to put up high point totals. But I'd like to see high rebound totals just because right now we're, I wouldn't say undersized, but, you know, Jalen's more of a power forward playing the center. And, you know, we're without Malik. And so if we can get another guy that can help us out down low, that would be good. But obviously I'd like to see, you know, like a 12-7 guy. Maybe like a 12-7 guy.
I can't wait for this game tonight, Steve. Y'all don't do this to me, too. I just watched Alabama smack Kentucky.
I know.
Don't tease me out tonight.
I know.
Let's just knock this thing down early. Let's get Charles in there. Let's get a couple steals out of him. Let's get a couple free throws.
Let's be excited. Let's jump on the post game and let's hey man, let's Charles is balling. Look, we got
Listen,
it.
Yeah. Do you realize if we go and handle our business, Steve, tonight, right?
Mm-hmm.
The more you do the math, you start saying we got the inside track to an ACC championship.
Yeah. I mean, you win two games this week. You're 5-0 in conference, 10-1 on the season. It gives you a chance to drop a couple, and you're going to. It's the ACC. You can say it's down, whatever you want. These are good teams still, though. You're going to drop some games. I mean, I would probably put our over-under at 3-4 right now still.
Who's better, the ACC or the SEC in basketball?
I don't ask Kentucky. Tell me.
What would they rather play?
Yeah. Where would y'all rather play?
93.9 The Ville.